This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That after studying it in that 2007-2008, I find out some Quranic references. And hadiths also explain it. Some hadiths, even Sahih hadiths, which are strong hadiths. That no, all Muslims will taste hell. They will pass through hell before they get to paradise. And I, being a Christian, I look at it that how can I have an offer that says go to paradise directly without a fire? And one say you have to go through fire with, and after that you go to paradise. Even Some hadith even says that the prophet...
I got your question. Okay. Is that a question?
Just a last one to that question. That some hadith even shows that the prophet himself says in some places that even him, when everybody is born in the fire of hell, it remains the mark of worship, and Allah will shovel some people out of it. And even him is not sure if he will be among those who will be shoveled out. And same water we pour on it. So
I heard your question. I heard your question. I understood very clearly.
Okay.
Finish. You have too long. You want to give a speech here?
No.
I understood your question 100%.
So I should.
Yes, I want to answer it now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
The brother said that. And I'll repeat your question in short.
Thank you.
The brother said in 2008 he was going to become Muslim, but he read the Quran, and the Quran says all the Muslims first go to hell. After hell, then they will go to heaven. And even the Prophet himself will first go to hell. Brother, this is the Quran. Where does it say this? You are telling all nonsense.
Okay, can I quote the reference?
Listen.
I have the reference, sir.
Okay, give the reference.
Okay, first of all, you have it in the Quran.
The reference. Right. Give the reference where it says all Muslims will go to hell first. Where does it say?
Okay.
I have read the Quran 100 times, more than 100 times.
You may not hear it in that same word, but I'll quote it.
Give
Quran
me
chapter
the reference.
19.
Give me Surah the reference.
Surah to Maryam.
Sorry, Surah Maryam, chapter number 19, yes.
Verse number 68 to 72.
68, okay.
And there's another reference also, but we'll start with that.
Where does it say?
Okay.
Where does it say all Muslims will be put to hell?
71, if you can read it, and I can read from here. Or anybody can bring an English Quran, we can read it. 68 to 71. I have that Quran on my phone, but if you want them to bring a physical Quran with English, I can come and
read it. No, I'm English. English, Arabic. I've got both Arabic and English both.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
If there's a mistake, 71. I can check up in Arabic. Where does 71 say Muslim will go to hell?
Okay, can you read it, or I should read it from here? So that we can...
No, where's the word Muslim mentioned here for show me? Which I have mentioned Muslim? It is talking about somebody else. It's talking about the evil one who will go to hell first. Where does it say Muslims?
Okay, let me read. If that's not convincing, no, let me read.
Tell me which verse says Muslim.
Yes, let me read it. Let me read it out.
Okay, tell me verse number.
Okay, good. Let me read it out.
Verse number which?
Let me check. And
which
read
verse are you reading? I want to know.
71, 72.
In 71, 72, the word Muslim doesn't exist.
Okay read. Now, then let me read from 6. That's why I quote. My reference is from 68.
Okay, 68 also doesn't go.
Let me read.
68 doesn't say Muslim anywhere.
Let me read. Even I can read from anywhere, any place. Okay, from 66.
Okay.
And man says, 66 now.
Okay.
Can it be that when I am dead, I will be brought alive? Does man not remember that when created him, earlier when he was nothing,
correct,
but your Lord, we will surely aid them and the devil.
And
the devil.
Repeat, devil.
Yes.
Devil.
Yes.
So Allah is talking about devils now.
And the devil. Yes. Then we will surely bring them around hell on their knees.
Correct.
Then out of every set, we will surely snatch those most defiant to the all merciful.
No, read correctly. You are reading half. Read correctly again that verse.
This is from my own.
Then read 68. Read 68 again.
No, okay, I'm reading 69 now. I've read 68 before. 68 says,
so thy says, Lord.
Sorry. But your Lord, we will surely aid them and the devil.
Devil, yes.
Yes. Then we will surely bring them around hell on their knees.
Okay.
And
next.
I continue.
69.
Then out of every set, we will surely snatch those most defiant to the all merciful.
Correct. All those who are against Allah.
Yes.
So it's not talking about Muslims.
We are
it's
still
talking
reading.
About those who are against Allah.
We have not finished, sir. We have not finished,
no,
sir.
Read the full verse correctly. Read 69.
70,
then shall we certainly 70. Drag out from every sect all those who were versed in obstinate rebellions against Allah, most gracious.
Yes, I said
so this verse 72. Is talking about those who are Allah
at,
most gracious.
I didn't
not
stop
about
at 69.
Muslims.
No, let me continue. Let me read the Quran first
but
before
for,
you give an explanation. Let me read the
so
Quran.
So do you understand talking about those who are against Allah?
Sheikh Zaki Naik, let me read the Quran, Al-Quran. This is the Al-Quran. Let
correct,
me read
Al-Quran.
It completely
yes.
first
yes.
before you give explanation. So 70 says, then we surely know better of those who are most deserving to roast in it.
Okay.
But every single one of that, you is born to approach it. This has been a decree, unavoidable decree of your Lord. Then we will deliver those who were mindful of God and live unjust in the on their nails. So
very
if,
good.
If you can read that even in your own English.
I'm reading. I'm reading in Arabic also
no,
in English also. Nowhere does
out.
It say Muslim.
Okay.
It's talking about the devil and those who are followers of the devil who are enemies of Islam. Correct.
That's why I said.
Where does
read
it say Muslim?
Read
in the full
it.
Arabic text, there is no Muslim.
Okay.
In the English text, there is no Muslim.
Okay.
Why are you trying to fool the people?
No, but no, sir. The Hadith explain it better. We said if you did not get it, I can give another Quran.
I'm not getting it. I can understand even in your language. Nowhere is the word Muslim mentioned. Even in your English language, it's talking about the devil and those who are obstinate against the most gracious Allah.
Okay.
So Allah will bring them and put them in hell. What is
now,
the problem?
But why did he say that?
Please don't waste people's time. You
no,
read,
sir.
You took so much time. I gave you time. You,
no, you can
quote
you can
in
read
the Quran.
It. You can read it from your translation.
Even what you read, the word Muslim is not there.
You doesn't have to have be Muslim. It's saying all
of
sects.
Course it should.
It's saying
all sects of
all
the devil.
People.
He's
talking
all
about
sects
you,
of
all
the
human
devil.
Being. And also, the Hadith. Okay, let me read the Hadith so that it can be clearer. And another Quranic verse that make it clear. Another Quranic verse. Quran chapter 3, verse 185. Quran chapter 3, verse 185. Also,
the,
make it
I
clear.
Know 3, 185 says, Allah will not accept any religion except Islam. All those who follow any other religion, they shall be put into hell.
Now, from here, I want to read it. I want to just read it.
I'm telling you.
And I'll just... We'll just read the Hadith to confirm it.
It
just
doesn't say Muslims. It is talking about those who are against Allah. Anyone who desires a religion other than Allah, it will never be acceptable of him. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Every soul shall have a taste of death.
I'm reading here. Then we read
brother,
the Hadith.
Now, brother, you are close to accepting Islam. I think it's a story. It's a story. It's a story because you wanted to misguide the people. Brother, what's your name? Brother, what's your name?
My name is Benson.
Benson?
Yes.
Benson?
Yes.
Brother Benson, I doubt whether you wanted to accept Islam in 2008.
I want to. My
very
best
good.
Friend, let me give you a narration about it. My best friend, who is a Muslim, I'm a Christian. We share everything in common. It's the one that we discovered that the only thing we didn't share in
but
common.
But now, do you know you made a mistake? Your friend may not be an expert in the Quran, correct?
My friend is a Christian today. 2012, he has become a Christian. And he's an Afar.
Your friend, according to that, the reason your friend I told you doesn't know the Quran. And you misguided him.
No.
So you misguided
himself.
Instead of him taking you to Islam, you took him from the right path to the wrong path. I told you first, your friend doesn't know the Quran. You misguided him. And now you're trying to misguide us also. Correct?
No, sir.
So if you told your friend, I want to become Muslim, I'll show you the Quran. Now Quran says you'll go to hell. Now become a Christian. He became a Christian because he doesn't know the Quran. Brother, I'm talking to you, you're looking inside.
Okay, I want to just read it.
I'm talking to you, you're looking inside.
Okay, no, what I'm listening this? To you, sir.
Brother, you quoted two verses. Both the verses don't talk about Muslims in hell. Why are you wasting our time?
Do you want to?
You have to agree you made a mistake. Say sorry and let us give a chance to her, please.
Okay, sir.
If you make a mistake, say sorry at least.
No.
Say at least sorry.
No.
Say sorry, I made a mistake.
No, I didn't make any mistake.
Okay, then don't accept your mistake. Then you're a liar according to me.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.